Alex Cora on how badly they needed that start from Lucas Giolito. We are going to get to They Said It in about 15 minutes or so, and then the news after that. And we can continue with the discussion on tipping, but there are leads left this morning. Courtney, hello and good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Greg brought up yesterday the fact that there could be another MLB strike in 2026 as the bargaining agreement will expire December 1st, 2026. And Rob Manfred was allegedly in the Phillies locker room clubhouse last week and was talking basically about a salary cap. Why is everybody looking at me weird?
I
want to see where this lead is going.
Yeah.
Go ahead. This is not a...
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, you guys are both looking at me really weird.
No, go ahead.
Okay, he was about a salary cap. Uh-huh. He didn't explicitly say the word salary cap, but that's when Bryce Harper... What? Just tell me what's wrong.
Oh, this was Shime's lead yesterday.
Thank you for paying attention to my lead yesterday. Were you not paying attention?
You might have missed his lead yesterday.
Told you she's a different person when she sits in that seat.
Almost word for word, this is Shime's lead yesterday.
What? Word for word.
Courtney, almost word for word, I said he never said the word salary cap.
Right. Are you getting ready to say, hold on, let me put on my... my look into the future hat. Are you getting ready to say that Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was
He Shime's. Said get out of the effing that locker was, room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss 162. Yeah.
That yep. was that was Shime's lead about he
proposed the question, do you think the baseball players will actually hold out for a strike?
2-3-4 minutes on it he did yesterday during the show while you were sitting right there.
Right.
Because I remember Greg bringing up a potential strike.
Right at the end of his
right.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Wow.
Shime spurred the conversation. Geez.
And I was like, baseball players probably would do it because of the guaranteed contracts and they get the money, where in the NFL, you know, they probably wouldn't do that. Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you.
I told Greg, she is a different person. When
she's suffering from long vacation.
You're making a
sort of a weed filter last night?
I'm so sorry, Sean. I didn't listen to you at all.
I noticed.
That's okay.
Like, I'm sorry. I have zero recollection of you talking about it at all. I remember Greg. I remember
getting here yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I remember everything from yesterday. I have zero. If you had asked me this morning what was Shime's lead, I'd say, no idea.
No idea.
Honestly, if you asked me what was his lead this morning, no idea.
I literally checked my headphones to make sure I wasn't listening to yesterday in preview. Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe there was something you were going in a different direction from yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to say it because, like, what if Shime said this too?
What was that?
I was going to say him standing up and being like, you know, I've got big balls, get out of the effing clubhouse. All of us don't care if we miss 162. Like, that's easy for him to say. He's making more money than God, but there are probably a lot of players that really do need the 162 games.
All right, great lead. You could have said as a follow-up to Shime's lead yesterday.
I missed that part. I meant to say that at the beginning. Yes. As a follow-up to Shime's lead, and if you missed it yesterday, I gave you a little recap.
Yep. Go back and listen to the Odyssey app.
All right, I'm
excellent.
So sorry, Shime. I will start paying attention to your leads.
No, that's cool. I get it. You know?
What was your lead this morning, just so this doesn't happen tomorrow?
Wilson.
Jared Wilson, the possible other starting offensive lineman for the New England Patriots
from
in the rookie
Georgia.
Class.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Excellent. Great lead. You missed that as well.
Wow.
You remember Curtis's lead?
Yeah, I remember Curtis's.
All right.
I remember Greg's from yesterday.
What was mine yesterday?
Yours yesterday was about... No, it was good. We talked about it.
It was really good. It sounds like...
It was in the open, too. Clearly didn't listen to that either.
It'll come to me.
Okay. All right. Wiggy, good morning. Wiggy, hello.
I don't think I could top that.
Well, I think the best part, too, is she told me she was going to do something else for
a lead, but then we hadn't talked sports for a bit, so I was like, oh, that was my other lead, so I'll just go with the sports lead instead of the non-sports. I was really trying to do something good.
Yeah.
It backfired.
I appreciate it.
It backfired big time.
It's fine.
Damn.
I mean, coming off, like, an unbelievable stint as host, there's no problem.
No.
You killed it.
No. I need to pay better attention, specifically to Shime.
No. It's fine. All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning.
Did you see this Bryce Harper story?
It's like the Subway lead all over again.
Curtis, please, you've done this before. Let's call a spade a spade.
He did it on the if you change your name on the Subway.
Correct.
Thing.
Oh, yes.
Right. Middle name.
Yes. Right. Hey, Courtney, I usually have your back. Don't bring me down just because you're down right
no,
now.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. If we're all going to, you know, keep it 100.
You just said you liked Griggs' lead yesterday and you couldn't say what it was.
I know, but it was a
wasn't
good one.
Wasn't it Happy Gilmore?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, it was a scraping data.
Right, scraping Delta.
Data. Delta.
Yeah. Delta,
yeah. Yeah, Delta. Did you take your meds this morning?
Or yeah.
Okay.
No, I did.
Did you take the right day?
It might be
like, because maybe you're a week, like right. a day ahead because you were hosting on Monday. Yeah.
No, I took my normal meds.
Maybe you took
meds.
Thursday's pills. Do you have one of those things that has like the
no.
days?
Oh, you don't no, I don't take that many.
Okay.
But no, I took everything normal.
Okay, good. All right, Wiggy, hello. Lee, please.
Shine is in one ear, out the other, I guess.
I don't even think it went in an ear.
Courtney. Probably used to doing that to Santo. Like, you probably don't listen to a thing Santo says, and you're probably just, that's probably what's going on.
No. No.
Courtney was like, I know you brought this up yesterday, Curtis, the Will Ferrell. Like, yeah. When she gets out of that seat and right. she comes here, she's like, ooh, she's like back to normal.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
And I knew it immediately. As soon as I'm like, why is Wiggy looking at me weird? And then Greg started with a little twitch of smile.
Right.
Well, I didn't think you were going to go. Is she gonna go? Is she gonna go full repeat lead? Nobody goes repeat lead. I didn't think you were gonna do it.
Zero recollection.
Word for word. Right.
Yeah,
zero,
I thought maybe she was gonna go in a different direction from it.
Yes, I did too. Yes.
Zero recollection.
Yeah.
And like it was all new.
Guys got some news on Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
and it's breaking from Sunday and. Apparently, Rob Manfred went in the locker room.
Can I be 100%?
Bryce Harper said, "Get the F out of here."
Can I be 100% honest? Yet this morning, when I was reading the story, I was like, "It's so weird." Because yesterday, Greg brought up that there could be a strike, but we didn't really expand on it. And nobody brought up Bryce Harper. This is like kind of a big story. Literally, that's what was going through my head.
Yes, I know. It's great.
Wow.
All right.
So my lead is this. The one thing I'm with Shime. I know it's only training camp and I know it's only a few days, but the one thing that kind of stands out for me that I always look for people that are down there and who know a lot more than I do because I'm not there, and we haven't heard it with the Patriots, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's Drake May, whether it's the receiver room, and I'm pretty positive about this year, especially with Drake May, is there's not been the negative, the offensive line looks awful. Drake May, I mean, he had we talked about yesterday, he had a couple bad throws.
There's no hitch talk.
There's no panic of how bad this guy looks or how bad the offensive line looks or the offensive line combinations. Like, at least you can say, and Chime talked about it with his lead this morning, if you missed it. Courtney will talk about it tomorrow about Wilson and the Georgia offensive lineman who's doing a really good job. But there hasn't been anything about how bad a specific position group looks or a player looks. Even the wide receivers, whether it's Keyshawn Booty, whether it's Pop Douglas. I don't remember who talked about Pop Douglas. Might have been you, Greg, or Curtis this morning. But that's the one thing that, as a fan, I'm like, all right, this is good news. I know it's only a few days in camp, but there's not been this like, oh, this group looks horrible.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much. Non-sports lead from me today. I saw a piece in the Globe about pet peeves at restaurants. And so I thought there's 8 of them.
Okay.
And I thought maybe you might find it interesting. One is about tipping, which I don't think we've discussed
yet
this morning. No. So... Thank you, Grill 23 Laugher. While 4-year-old children are stepping on used needles in parks in South Boston, which we discussed on the show yesterday, Courtney, Mayor Wu stepped up yesterday to debut the new rat-resistant trash cans that she is bringing to the city of Boston. And rather than deal with the problem, which is the rats, she has gone out and purchased a bunch of rat-resistant trash cans. Here is our mayor gushing about these new trash cans.
Boston is a home for everyone except for rats. And we know that one of the best ways that rats and rodents survive is when food is left out as a free-for-all buffet for them.
Okay.
So it's the trash cans.
maybe she'll get to the issues with the needles and the people who are unfortunately dealing with their drug addiction on the streets of the South End or wherever they happen to be.
I saw somebody booting up yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Broad daylight in the middle of the street.
Where were you?
Right by the TD Garden. Yeah. Booting up. Like, seriously?
Curtis is spot on when he says we should be spending money on those people and helping them get the help that they need, like rehab wise, as opposed to what we're spending on housing people from elsewhere.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. Like, if you're gonna put up trash cans, like, I get the whole rat situation, but I think it's more than just metal trash cans that are rats resistant. Think about all the trash that's being left out. Why not have, like, you know, metal trash cans where the fiends can put their needles. Like, and so now kids don't have to worry about whether it's in South Boston or any other park in the city stepping on needles or that type of thing. Won't you, you know, do that? Because if, just like rats, the fiends are going to be out there.
How much do you think those babies cost? Are they as much as a bike washing station? Probably not.
No, probably not. I bet those are like $1,500, though. Yeah. $1,500 trash cans.
Isn't it just, why don't we seek solutions instead of just diverting the problem and moving it elsewhere?
Correct.
Like, it's just going to keep reoccurring. You can move people off mass and cast, but if you don't give them a way out, they're just going to be either back or doing it elsewhere. Like, it's so silly. But these trash cans green? I hope there's no plastic in them.
We need a rat patrol.
Yeah, the rats are ridiculous in the city.
What about the Dean of the Streets or whatever the guy's title is? What's this guy in the city of Boston?
Chief of Streets.
Chief of Streets.
Chief of Streets. We need a chief of rats.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Uh-huh.
Didn't we have a rat czar for a while?
I think we did for a little while, yeah.
Rob Manfred, what is his thought?
This is Jack from Taunton. Jack, what's up?
Good morning, show. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. And listen, first off, I want to say this is must-listen radio. Oh. Courtney, do not take any time off because...
Thank you, Jack.
Everything. But I got a tip story for you.
She's an American treasure, our Courtney.
Yeah, and maybe you guys should put a flyer on her desk every morning of what the previous day's talk was.
Just shines. Yes.
That might help. But anyway...
I mean, you couldn't remember Greg's either.
Yeah, I know. We took a trip Sunday to Fenway.
Yeah.
Went to the game. And this is about the tip. And we went up and we were standing in the standing room only pavilion up top, first base side. They have, when you go and get your drinks, it's self-serve. You walk through, you get everything. We got four drinks, went over, $58 later. The only thing the guy did was open the can, turn the thing, and the lowest was 15%.
Yeah.
And we both looked at him. Me and my buddy looked at him, and we're like, are you kidding me? So you want me to pay $8 for this guy to open a can? Now, I don't mind paying.
Right.
I tip.
Right.
I pulled out some cash to tip them, and they told us they're not allowed to accept cash. So they didn't get a tip.
Why aren't they allowed to accept cash if the tip is going to them?
Absolutely. You can, at the Garden, though, you can get it.
Can you use cash to
you
pay
can
for
tip in cash?
The drink.
Could you only use a credit card or Apple Pay or whatever to pay for it, or could you have paid?
Only a credit card or that, and I refused. I put no tip because they didn't accept cash.
They went cashless a few, either last season or the season. Yeah.
So maybe that's why, and then, you know, because don't they share the tips or something like that?
It would be very hard, though, if a guy's trying to give you cash and you don't just take it, put it in your pocket. But I guess you could get fired.
But there's probably cameras everywhere.
One hotel we were at in Hawaii, I said, can I Venmo you? Because I don't carry cash. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have it with me. And they're like, we're not allowed
your
to
your dad
take
carries it.
It
for you.
Yes. Can my dad Venmo you?
Let's go to another Maestro's meet and greet, Mr. Blue Collar
Maestro's.
I thought you liked the dad jokes.
Yes.
I love it.
Maestro's, too. Not Maestro's.
No, it's Maestro's.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called networking and developing revenue for the radio station. Right. But you'll get to that someday. But go ahead. Anyway, what's next?
That's it.
Oh. All right, we'll be right back with They Said It next.